This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So I thought fun, just to kind of go around the league just a little bit, if we can with you, Willie Colon. So let's take it from, since you played for the Jets, let's start with the AFC East. Before we get to these other teams, give me the upside as we're a week away from the Jets. What is the upside for the Jets this season?
Well, I think a couple of things. I went to the Jets luncheon yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I think I had multiple conversations with multiple people. And I think that there's a flat optimism. If that's such a thing.
It's a good word.
I think people are excited that Aaron Glenn is the head coach. He spoke a little bit, and he was very stern and deliberate about what he wants his team to be. And he mentioned that he wants the product on the field to be a reflection of how he coaches and what the city represents. And he wants the fans to be proud of it, which is great. He played here, knows the city, knows the market. But I think if you talk to some of the other people who were sitting in the seats, it was like, we've kind of been here. It's so funny. When Aaron Rodgers got to the Jets, Woody had did that same luncheon with an all-white outfit. He had a white hat, white shirt, white pants, yep. Air Force One.
Wore that stupid hat, too.
And a platinum chain.
Okay.
And everybody was like, oh, swag, right? Aaron leaves. Woody stood up and was like, I got a bunch of thank yous. Thank you. And he was just like, I think everybody's kind of exasperated right now. But I think there's hopeful optimism that this team can really do something. I think Justin Fields, like I said, I think he comes with a set of instructions. I would not have him throw the ball more than 25 times a game. This the foundation of this team is the offensive line and the running back. The defense will be better. I like Harrison Phillips. They just got him from Minnesota. But I think, like everybody else, I think we agreed. We just got to wait and see with this team.
We all agree the Bills are winning the division. I don't think there's any need to discuss that.
They're
right?
Strong. Yeah, they're strong.
Are the Jets better than the Patriots and or Dolphins? Do you think?
I think they are, especially defensively. I think Sauce is going to have a big year. I think the secondary, you talk about with Jay Sherwood, their starting linebacker. He's the captain of the team. They just paid him. I think he's going to have a big-time year. So we'll see. And I think the caveat is Jermaine Johnson. He's coming off an injury right now. What does he look like? Mm-hmm. And can he be an impact player alongside Will McDonald? So I think they have enough pieces in place. They just got to go win, man.
So that's the AFC. So here's my question on the AFC North. We know what the Bengals are and what they've been. We, of course, know about the Ravens. They're the favorite in that division. Can the Steelers compete?
Can they compete? I have them winning the division.
You have the Steelers, do you really?
Yeah. I think if you talk about, so I talked about this briefly a couple weeks ago. You talk about getting off the bus as far as passing the look test. This defense for them. I mean, with Haywood and Benton, and now they have, TJ Watt's been there, but Highsmith, and they have a great linebacker core with Peyton Wilson. I mean, they have some, and Jalen Ramsey, I know a lot of people have been hot and cold on him. He was impressive. Like, he looks great. And then, you're going to see him at the corner position and the safety position. They're going to move him a lot. They're going to move him around. But offensively, I said this, Aaron looked really healthy. He looked great. Obviously, we didn't get to see him in the preseason because he didn't play. But in practice, the most of the time I've seen him, he looked great. He looked healthy. So I think we're going to get the best version, best 40-year-old best 40-year-old version of Aaron Rodgers than that we've ever seen.
You imagine Jet fans, if they've got to sit there, and if you're right, and the Jet fans got to watch Aaron Rodgers go have a big season in Pittsburgh, and they win the division over Burrow and Lamar Jackson and the Bengals and Ravens?
I mean, they have pieces, man. You talking about Fairmouth, Jonnu Smith, DK on the outside. I mean, they have a lot going on for themselves. It's just a matter of chemistry. You know, how can they get in sync? Offense always takes longer than defense. But overall, man, I thought they look good. And Mike Tomlin is fired up. I think everybody in Pittsburgh is fired up.
Well, and let me ask you this real quick on that. How much, because, I mean, from afar, I think we sit there and we appreciate Mike Tomlin as a Hall of Fame head coach. They're in the playoffs every year, but they have not won playoff games at all recently, yeah, for the most part. The thinking in Pittsburgh is what about him from the fans?
I think it's a mixed bag. I think some folks feel like enough, right? They want to kind of they've been a part of this ride for long enough. They understand. But listen, you lose Ben Roethlisberger in 2018, and you've had to make hay with Duck Hodges, mm-hmm, and Kenny Pickett. But it still takes a lot of work to get there and to get wins, right? And so we can't overlook that. But I think some people just want this offense led by offensive coordinator Arthur Smith to evolve, right? They want to run the ball more, but they want to see a lot more big plays, and hopefully they can do it. I think they have enough weapons out there to make it happen.
Here's the question for the AFC South, which to me is the least sexy division in football. And you got Trevor Lawrence, they're fine. Here's my question for you. How many games does Daniel Jones start for the Colts? We know he's named the starter. How many games does he start for the Colts?
I think he starts all of them.
Really?
Yeah. Who else do they have? You're not going to go to Anthony Richardson.
Well, I mean, that would be the idea.
No.
Think he's starting 17 games?
Who else do they have?
Well, you just answered it.
They don't have anybody. It has to be.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was not the answer. I was going to give you an over-under of 7.5. And you just went full 17.
Only because I just don't see Anthony Richardson starting and being productive. Like, they got Michael Pittman, who I think is a big-time receiver. I think Tyler Warren, the rookie they just acquired out of Penn State, I think he's going to be a big factor for them. But, yeah, I just think they're going to be scrappy. They're going to be decent. But I see him starting.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah.
You've got two now that have surprised me. The Steelers winning the division and Daniel Jones. All right, here we go. AFC West now. All about the Chiefs, it always is. Two questions for you. Number one, is this the year that Justin Herbert takes the next step? And the other question is, are the Broncos, I mean, it seems like people really think they can do some stuff here this year. Will they challenge Kansas City?
Well, I think in reference to Justin Herbert, if he doesn't make a deep playoff run, for all those who love him, like myself, we're going to have to really explain to – we really don't have to look in the mirror and decipher why do we keep giving him the pass, all right? That's the real question, because there's more than enough. You got the offensive line. Valid Slater's out with injury. But you had Najee Harris. The defense could be a little bit better. Khalil Mack is on the outside. And you got Perriman. I think Denzel Perriman is a hell of a linebacker. Overall, man, they're going to run the ball. And I think it's crazy because when Justin Herbert throws the ball 35 times or more, they have a higher win rate, right? When they throw it less, they're kind of in the middle of the road. But that's not Hallmark style. Like, he's going to play behind the defense. He's going to run the ball. So hopefully it's a balance. But the problem is, you know, he gets dinged a lot.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But I think, you know, I think the Chargers could definitely make a push with Herbert at quarterback. But it's about, can they go the distance? They shoot themselves in the foot so many times. And if we kind of say, well, he's a top 10 quarterback. Well, top 10 quarterbacks make deep runs, you know?
We'll see.
We'll see.
If he actually does it. All right, here we go. NFC West, I'm going to go. I'm going to leave the NFC East for the last, since we talked a lot about Michael Parsons so far. In the West, this is my question to you. Brock Purdy got, as you like to say, the bag. He got paid. Good for him. They have lost a lot of players. Are the Niners and the favorites in that division, or is it the Rams?
I got the Rams win. Like, the Niners, people don't understand, like, the Niners didn't have a great preseason, and now you're relying on a wide receiver core. The issue with the Niners overall is they have aging stars that a lot of their success is dependent on them. You know what I mean? So if you're talking about Brandon Ayuk coming off of ACL, if you took Debo Samuels is going, Ricky Purcell is the rookie last year.
Much different team.
And yeah, sure, Shanahan is going to scheme him up. But I think so much is dependent on Brock Purdy to really shoulder this team, and I don't know if he has enough to do so. The defense is pretty much packed up. They're all left off and went off other places. You still have Fred Warner. But CMC is really the bell cow. But if you use him at a high value,
He gets hurt.
I mean, he missed the first 8 games of last season, then, you know, ended up on the sideline with a knee injury. And so we'll see. Juan Jennings is up and down. I just think they need more. So we'll see. But Shanahan's a great coach, and he's going to figure it out.
Coming in a tie for the least sexy division with the AFC South. This is the NFC South. Is it the year of the Pennix?
You would think so.
I mean, Tampa Bay seems to win the division every year because the division stinks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if Atlanta was going to do, and I'm not dismissing, well, I am. I am kind of dismissing Carolina and New Orleans because I just am. That division's tough to watch.
Yeah, for me, it's still going to be Tampa, though. People don't understand how good of a year Baker had last year. Now that you got Mike Evans.
He was, he got his ass kicked, and the guy just keeps getting up.
No question. And the issue is Chris Godwin's out right now. They're expecting him to be back around October. But overall, there's enough pieces out there. I mean, Bucky Irvin's a big-time running back for them. They have a respectable offensive line, but I think Baker has really elevated his game. And his, I think, overall pro career. I think once he, and I give him a lot of credit. He said, man, I threw my phone in the trash, and got rid of my social media, and I became a big time.
Smart.
He's like, there was a running adage that he had more commercials than touchdowns. And then he said, enough is enough. So he started taking ball serious, and now he's a guy. He's a legit quarterback.
No question. All right, the best division in football, I think we both agree, is the NFC North. I mean, this one is fantastic. You've got the quarterback and the coach in Chicago. You got the Lions and the disappointing finish last year. You got the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy. You've got, and the Packers now with Michael Parsons. Make that division make sense.
Yeah, I got the Packers winning it.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody does this morning.
Well, I think in reference to Detroit being the kings of that conference, it's a lot of it's going to be on Dan Campbell. How is he going to make it for the masterminds he lost with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn? And I also think, you know, Aiden Hutchinson on the defensive side, he's coming off of ACL. They don't have another guy to compliment him on the other side, another edge rusher. Overall, Jared Goff is going to be great. The offense is going to be great. Overall, they scored 30-something points last year. They were 15-2, but they lost to the Commanders. And we could talk about all the injuries.
Sure.
But they've been pounding the door for a long time. I think it's going to be telling if they can remain resilient and play that kind of gritty football that we fell in love with over the last couple seasons.
All right, we come full circle. I don't know if you heard this, but the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to Green Bay. So let's look at the NFC East. I think most people, I really do think most people are going to pick Washington to win the division, take that next step. I could make every case, too, that sometimes that second year is very difficult for a quarterback after having so much success in their rookie season. You've got Washington sitting there. They've made changes. They gave, of course, Terry McLaurin got the deal. They're going to look a little bit differently. They will open with the Giants, a team that the Giants have, for whatever reason, matched up well with for years and years and years. That'll be interesting. The Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions, and now the Cowboys are Michaelis. So when you look at this division, clearly you're going to take either Philadelphia or Washington. Can you make a case for the other two teams in terms of being good teams?
Yeah, I said this earlier in the week. I think the Giants are going to be the dark horse in the league and in the division. I think they're going to win the best front sevens. Their offensive line has gotten better. I think Andrew Thomas, they rehab him onto the field. He's obviously a big factor for them. It comes down to Russell Wilson and how steady and consistent he can be. Because I think outside of Malik Nabers and Jalen Hyatt, what happens with Tracy, the running back, what happens with Deontay Miller, who I think could be a great third down receiver, it comes down to Russell just being better with the – he does take care of football for the most part, but it's the taking the bad sacks. And can he be big time in crucial situations? So, and I think if you're Russell Wilson, your job is to lead this team and keep Jackson Dart on the bench for a year. Because I think there's an honest conversation. If this thing doesn't turn out right, if they're in the hole early, why don't you go to the young fella? So, and they got a tough month, September. We talked about the schedule, Washington, Dallas. They got the Chargers and Chiefs all in the month of September, which isn't going to be easy.
And it all gets started next Thursday night and then, of course, next weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.